Howdy, folks. I just like to say that I had an awful nice speech studied up, but I don't feel like when I stand up, my mind sits down. Anyway, I'd just like to tell you that what a pleasure it is for two country fellows like us to be in a city like Houston. You know, I've noticed that a big part of the successful men in a city are fellows that was born in the country. They worked like the devil to make enough money to live in the city. Then they worked like the devil the rest of their lives to make enough money to get back to the country.
Yeah, that's pretty good, Mom. I'd love to stand here and listen to some more, but I just ain't got time. I've got to head back to Pine Ridge.
Head back to Pine Ridge? We just got here. What's the matter?
Well, I got a hearing from a woman, Elizabeth, and I've got to leave.
Well, how'd she find you? I thought you wasn't going to tell her where we was going.
I didn't aim to, but law alone, keeping a secret from that woman's like trying to smuggle daybreak past a rooster.
By the way, Elizabeth is from Texas, ain't she?
Why, sure. You didn't think she's just a natural bragger, did you? She was back last year for a visit, slumming.
Slumming?
Yeah, she was over in Dallas. She was back for her brother's funeral.
Oh, is her brother buried down here?
Not yet. They try, and every time they get out 6 feet, they strike oil.
That's a shame. Where'd you ever meet Elizabeth anyway, Abner?
Well, I flushed her over around Corsicana, and I treated her down about Greenville.
She's made you an awful good woman, Abner.
Yeah, she's been more than a wife to me, Mom. She seems almost like a friend.
You know, sometimes I wish I'd have got hitched instead of staying a bachelor. I was thinking about you and Elizabeth the other day.
Don't let that discourage you.
Well, you know what they say about a bachelor. He's a feller that never made the same mistake once.
Yeah, of course, it takes a man 25 years to learn to be married.
Yeah. One of the women has the patience to wait. I reckon I ought to find a good, sensible-looking girl and get hitched.
Well, don't marry a girl because she looks sensible. Sensible girls got more sense than to look sensible.
Come Mike and I getting hitched once.
She did?
Yeah, awful pretty girl. Granny, she looked good enough to eat. In fact, said she did eat. Sort of an old-fashioned girl, a type that wore a sweater to keep herself warm.
She didn't wear them barbed wire dresses like I do now, huh?
Barbed wire dress?
Yeah, enough to protect the property without obstructing the dew. What happened twixt you and this girl?
Well, I don't know. She got to dating another feller, and then they got engaged, and then they got married, and I don't know. After that, we just sort of drifted apart.
I know, because they got some pretty girls here. I seen one today that was enough to make your shirt tail run up your back like a windowsill. Pretty little blonde, had on slacks.
Yeah, seen some of them wearing them. Slacks. Of course, I ain't never seen a pair of slacks yet that had very much slack in them.
Well, marriage is a great institution, Mom.
Well, I ain't ready yet for an institution.
Well, you might change your mind. Why don't you stand out on the street and introduce yourself to some of them? Folks here is mighty friendly, Mom.
Yeah, I've talked to a few. They've been mighty nice about giving me street directions.
Yeah.
Fact is, most of them seem sort of proud that they know where they are themselves.
Well, get out and meet some of them girls, Mom.
Well, Abner, I can't be one of them wolves and stand on the corner and whistle at women. They don't like that.
Oh, they love it. Just like a railroad train, you like to hear the whistle even when you know you ain't going nowhere. That reminds me, I better be going someplace, and that's back to Pine Ridge.
Well, what does Elizabeth want you to hurry back for?
I don't know. She didn't say.
Well, what did she say?
Well, there it is right there in the corner of an envelope. It says, return within 5 days to Elizabeth Seabox.
Goodness sakes, Abner, that's her return address. This ain't no postcard. There's a letter inside.
I wondered why she wrote such a short note.
You weren't behind the door when the brains was passed out.
I just hope nothing has happened to my mule.
Your mules? I thought they was Elizabeth's mules.
No, they're mine. I just just let her use them to plow with.
She ain't gonna let nothing happen to your mule. She loves them like a brother. In fact, this one of them looks like her brother.
I know it, and she'll get that young span of mules going down through there in a dead lope and hang that plow horn under her root, and it'll throw her clean out of the property.
She gets sort of carried away.
Well, it's already happened once. Throwed herself clean over to Andrew's beef trunk's place. He had her penned up for about 3 days.
Elizabeth?
Yes, sir. She come home dragging about 10 foot of rope.
I wouldn't worry too much about it, Evan.
Well, Mom, what's she going to do if something happens to them mules? She can't pull that plow herself.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, well, she can, but there wouldn't be nobody to guide
her. Well, instead of being off down here worrying about such as that, you ought to help her more than you have been on your home.
Help her? Who was it sat there on a hard rail fence in the violent hot sun and learned her to plow a straight furrow? And her with such a busting headache, she couldn't hear half what I was telling her.
But that was when you was first married, Abby. You quit doing a lot of them little nice things. You're lazy. You don't act like you care very much for work yourself, either.
Why, I love work. It fascinates me. I can sit and look at it by the hour.
And you do, too. Well, here, let me tear this letter open and see what she has to say. She prints good, Abner.
She can do it without lolling her tongue out, too.
Dear Mr. Peabody. Mr. Peabody, is she mad?
Well, no, love, but she went to school. She wouldn't call me Abner in a letter.
Dear Mr. Peabody, I am writing you this letter because I wanted to be the first to tell you the good news.
Oh.
The bus stopped in Pine Ridge yesterday.
No. Not to a dead stop. Must have had a flat tire.
Says, and a man got off.
I don't believe it.
Well, that ain't so startling. It stopped once last year and a fella got off. Of course, I'll admit he made a mistake. He thought he was at Mount Ivy.
Yeah. No, but would I have yet to have seen that?
Yeah, it would have been nice.
Oh, no.
But Elizabeth seen it, and that's almost like you seeing it. You can cheat a little and say you've seen it.
You know, it's just interesting. What else did he say, Lama? Who is he?
Says he is staying over at Sister Simpson's boarding house, and while he was out, she looked in his valise, and she says he had an extra suit of clothes in there.
Extra suit? No, he must be a suit salesman.
There he is. Boys in my family had 2 suits.
Yeah, but there was 8 of you.
Says he is with some moving picture studio from Hollywood, and he is a talent scout.
Scout? Oh, maybe that extra suit was his uniform.
No, he's that kind of a scout. And a talent scout's a fellow that goes around over the country looking for movie stars.
How'd they get lost?
He's lost.
What's he going around over the country looking for them for?
Because that's his job. He goes around looking for them before they get lost.
Well, why don't he let them figure it out for themselves? Lassie always comes home. But what else did he say?
He is here in Pine Ridge looking for a hillbilly.
For what?
Hillbilly, it says.
What's that?
Well, I ain't sure. I think it's a fellow that lives in the country and ain't never had no education. He ain't speak good English.
No, I ain't never seen or heard of no such thing. Of course, now, there could have been one sitting right under my nose there for years, and I wouldn't know it.
Wait a minute, Abner. I believe you hit the nail right on your own head. There has been one right under your nose.
Who?
You.
Huh?
I grant you, Abner, this is your chance to become a movie star. Just think of it. You'll be running around with people like Peter Barra and Lillian Gish and Norma Talmadge, all them folks.
Yeah, but, Mom, I ain't no hillbilly.
You will be when I get done with you. I'll fix you up to where your own wife won't know you.
Well, there ought to be some reward for it.
Well, you'll have to be barefooted. Then I'll break your hair down over your eyes and ears.
What am I supposed to look like, a hillbilly or a cocker spaniel?
Well, you'll have to get rid of that fancy two-third suit. I'll get an old potato sack someplace and cut some armholes in it. What size do you wear?
In a potato sack, a 32 short. With all the potatoes out.
You better leave a few potatoes in it for muscle.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll have you looking just like a hill. yelled up.
Well, yeah, Mama, I might look like one, but I don't believe I could ever learn to talk country.
Yeah, that's...
Just can't talk country, that's my trouble.
That's the problem, all right. Maybe with a little practice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we're going to have to work on. But you're going to have to act.
Act on. But, Mom, I just live there in Pine Ridge so long, I don't believe I ever lose my city accent.
You have lived right downtown.
I've been right in the middle of the swim. Right there. Right smack dab in the middle of town.
You just have to learn it some way. Come on, Abner, we're heading for Pine Ridge. This is your big chance.
Well, Mom, what if he's already found a hillbilly before we get there?
Oh, there ain't a chance in the world of it. There ain't no hillbillies left in the country no more.
They ain't?
Why, of course not. They're all in the big cities on the radio.